How to Be Alone. Essays by Jonathan Franzen. Read by the author and Brian D'Arcy James.
A word about this book. My third novel, The Corrections, which I'd worked on for many years, was published a week before the World Trade Center fell. This was a time when it seemed that the voices of self and commerce ought to fall silent, a time when you wanted, in Nick Carraway's phrase, the world to be in uniform and at a sort of moral attention forever. Nevertheless, business is business. Within 48 hours of the calamity, I was giving interviews again. My interviewers were particularly interested in what they referred to as the Harper's essay. Nobody used the original title, Perchance to Dream, that the magazine's editors had given it. Interviews typically began with the question, "In your Harper's essay in 1996, you promised that your third book would be a big social novel that would engage with mainstream culture and rejuvenate American literature. Do you think you've kept that promise with The Corrections?" To each succeeding interviewer, I explained that no, to the contrary, I had barely mentioned my third novel in the essay, that the notion of a promise had been invented out of thin air by an editor or a headline writer at the Times Sunday Magazine, and that, in fact, far from promising to write a big social novel that would bring news to the mainstream, I'd taken the essay as an opportunity to renounce that variety of ambition. Because most interviewers hadn't read the essay, and because the few who had read it seemed to have misunderstood it,